America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. 800-636-1067. Those are the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're waiting for you to call us to tell us how the Commanders are going to take down the Steelers this weekend at Northwest Stadium.
EB said stop the run, which certainly is important. For some reason, I'm more focused on the TJ Watt aspect. One of the things that has carried this team, and it's historic, is they're just not committing turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden with only two interceptions thus far, and I think Terry McLaurin has a fumble. So it's three turnovers in nine games. Watts forced four fumbles this year. He gets after the quarterback. To me, the biggest key to the game is to keep doing what you've been doing in the early games, which is really taking care of the football, because this is a danger zone game. On, you know, you could see T.J. Watt getting around the corner, strip sack, that sort of thing. You got to try and do whatever you got to do, keep him off the board. I know Brian Robinson, he when he was on the show, mm-hmm. now he comes on our show every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, he was kind of inviting the matchup. It's like, can't wait.
Pittsburgh's plus 10 in the turnover ratio.
Is that tied for the league? It has to be up amongst...
No, Buffalo and Detroit are plus 11.
Okay.
But it's damn good.
It's really good.
Washington's plus five. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're probably top six in the league.
They're just not forcing many as a defense.
They're just not forcing a lot, but they're just not turning the ball over.
Yeah, Pittsburgh on their side, because remember when Justin Fields was quarterbacking, they made a decision, obviously, to go with Russell Wilson, but the people that argued on Justin Fields' behalf were like, he can run and he's taking care of the football.
Mm-hmm.
I think he only had one interception.
And I believe Russ has a clean sheet for Ince over his two starts.
Hasn't thrown a pick. What percentage of the snaps will T.J. Watt be doubled? 70%?
Well, I mean,
is that too high?
You have to do it every time. Or at least chipped.
Yeah.
If you consider that a double.
Sure. I think you have to.
Yeah, I think he'll be chipped a lot. And I think that Cliff kind of specializes in that. He's been doing a great job of that. The tight ends have been
guys
chipping.
Like,
running
and
backs
Eckler's
chipping.
Good at that. McNichols,
you know,
is
did
good
a good
at that.
Job at that? the kid that came in.
Rodriguez.
He did a good job at that.
Did he have that block where he just stoned somebody that was coming in on
so.
Jaden?
I think
like
so.
Just stopped him dead in
yes.
his tracks.
Yes.
That was,
by the way,
that
did
was
see,
impressive.
Did we mention it that he gave up his number to Lattimore?
We haven't mentioned that, but that's a cool thing. Like he wasn't trying to price gouge him and,
yeah.
and say, oh, I'll give it to you for $10,000. He's like, no, I've barely been in the league. I've been here for 2 years. Like, I'm going to give it to an established
right.
superstar like Lattimore.
I don't think the double team rate on edge rushers is as high as you think. I remember looking at the numbers of the interior defenders. We talked about it with Jonathan mm-hmm. Allen and Dron Payne. It was about 50%. For some reason, I've seen like T.J. Watt in like the 30% range. But I'll try and see if I can find it.
I think it's got to be higher than that for this particular
game.
Well,
I think that we just need to. I mean, I don't know what other teams are doing.
Yeah, I would think whatever the rate is, I would do it at a higher rate than that. Whatever the standard is.
Right?
Yes. If you're the Commanders, I would be doing that.
I would think. But yeah, I think. Listen, you're going to obviously have to take care of him and keep an eye on him. But I think if you chip And, you know, there should be enough time. I mean, Jaden gets rid of the ball quickly. But if you don't stop the run, you're never going to get a you're never going to get a stop. I mean, you know, if you don't stop the run, you're never going to force punts.
And Najee's been really good the last 3 weeks. Almost 20 touches per game. He's averaging 118 yards per game. 300+ rushing yards in each game.
Right.
So he, like, they're really majoring in Najee Harris. And Jaylen Warren, their change of pace back, he's starting to get healthier.
So I was heading to the dentist, the oral surgeon, when you guys were interviewing B-Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Did didn't he say he thought he felt great? Like, taking the week off was really good for him? I don't think he practiced yesterday.
I think
he seemed pretty confident he was going to play.
I think he practiced in a limited fashion yesterday. I can double-check that. I think that's correct.
Okay.
And Dan
I felt
Quinn,
like what he was doing with his own status was what he said about Jaden. Like, remember when he first came on, he said it kind of with the kind of that wry smile, like, yeah, I knew Jaden was going to play all week.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my perception of B-Rob. Like, he didn't want to give too much away, like almost like game plan.
Yeah.
But he knows he's playing. That was my interpretation.
He said something that caught my attention in the interview. I don't know if you guys picked up on this.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about him, like how close he was and how he's getting ready and trying to prepare to be in the game, I'm paraphrasing. He said something to the effect of, well, now that I'm kind of doing what the team is telling me to do as far as getting myself ready, I'm feeling better and feeling... It almost sounded like he was kind of skirting whatever the team was telling him to do
beforehand
to try to get ready for the game. Like, maybe they were like, hey, you have to do stretching regimen or do whatever,
right.
Do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And like, it sounded like at first, like he was almost kind of blowing off what the team was telling him at first. And
can
then,
I hear it?
And then
can you find it?
Then he kind of came around and was like, okay, now I'm paying attention to what they're telling me to do to get ready. It just kind of caught me off guard when he said that.
Well, you're trashing him right now.
I'm not trashing him. I'm just.
So you think
I'm just observant.
So based on what he said, you think he's going this week?
I don't know if he's going this week. The fact that we had Dave Richard on, who, you know, they rank players every week
and
for
he's
fantasy.
Unranked. Well, they're just kind of waiting. Yeah,
they're waiting to see how he does in practice over the next few days, which makes sense.
You know what that means.
I think he's trending towards, personally, this is my take, I think he's trending towards another game time decision, depending on how he looks in practice over the next few days.
By the way, Jason, for the first 3 weeks of this season, that's the last thing that I can find. First 3 weeks of the season, Watt was actually double-teamed, which includes being chipped by an extra blocker, 44%, which actually blew away the next highest player on the list was at 22%.
So he's the most?
That was through the first three games. Like Max Crosby was at 20%.
Lawrence. Dexter Miles Lawrence
Garrett,
is...
Right, but those are the interior guys.
Yeah, the interior guys, you're right, probably doubled more.
The interior guys usually get the guard and the center.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
On the outside... Sometimes there's a chipper, but a lot of times it's one-on-one.
Hey, remember,
it's hard. I understand, but I think you have to chip him a lot.
Remember a few years ago when people were like, hey, Chase Young, he might be the Commanders version of T.J. Watt. Remember those good old days?
But the thing is, T.J. Watt could get around whatever tackles is trying to block him, but J.D. can just skirt him because he's just so quick. So T.J. Watt's not always facing a guy as quick as Daniels.
Right.
So you might not have to double him as much.
But what the Steelers have is Highsmith's really good on the other side, too.
Yeah. Well, he's...
And now
he's,
they've added Preston Smith for depth.
He's been banged up. When you look at time of possession right now per game, it's Washington's fifth in time of possession.
A lot of Steelers hype.
I know.
A lot of Steelers
this is
hype
what,
right
we've
now.
Been doing this
you
for
asked the question, how
years.
Do you game plan against the Steelers?
I did.
You kind of set up like...
No.
I'm kind of getting tired
he's
of all the
He's
hitting
on a larger
hype.
Point. And the larger point is we always hype up the other opponents. Now, I don't want to disrespect them because they're you know, a great franchise. Mike Tomlin's a great coach. And if you were just looking at it from afar, you would probably just bet on the Steelers just based on the pedigree of the program. But Cakes' point is well taken. You can have the friggin' Lions come, or, you know, the Panthers come in here, and all of a sudden we're going to hear about how great so-and-so is.
Nobody did that except for you during Panthers week.
I just said that Dalton had them playing better. Didn't pan out that day. But, no, we've been hyping up, especially Jason. He's number one offender. Hyping up our opponents for 28 years.
I mean, really, here's what they need to do to beat the Steelers.
Yeah.
Keep doing what they're doing offensively,
right,
which is putting up a ton of points on the board.
Score like 29 points per game.
Don't you think it's going to be a little bit harder, though, even the fact they only give up 14?
Of course it's going to be tougher. That's why I brought up my biggest concern would be the TJ Watt, but
I've got good news for you, though.
That turns teams over. Like, the Commanders have been good not turning the ball over, but as Jason pointed out, plus 10, that's partly because they're taking care of the ball, but
they're not turning the ball
over. TJ Watt himself has four forced fumbles.
EB, do you
care? Every other game he forces a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care to guess the Commanders' implied team total for Sunday against the Steelers?
Their implied team total, 24.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Implied team total for the Steelers.
21.
21 and a hook.
What's the line on the game?
Two and a half, three.
It's right there. Dead on.
Right. I think I would bet the over on our point, on 24. If I could go over, could I bet just over 24?
I'm sure you can.
100%. What do you think the matchup predictor's at? The ESPN matchup predictor.
53%.
Washington.
Sillies.
Pretty close. 54.
Yeah.
Do you know extra percent. Do you know who's number one in the league at home in time possession? At 34 minutes per game.
Does their name rhyme with the Schmishmanders?
Yeah. Are we number one? I just know that stat that I read yesterday that your boy Warren Sharp put out, where we were number one in those two offensive categories, and 50% of the time, the teams that are in the top 10 in those two categories end up in the Super Bowl. We're freaking number one in those two categories. I just can't remember what the hell they were. But they were offensive categories.
You do have a machine in front of you where you can look up things.
I think it had to do with Temu, though, right?
I think it had to do with percentage of drives where they score at all and the amount of times they end in the red zone.
Right.
I think those are the two categories. And
if you're in the top 10 of that, 50% of the time, if you're in the top 10 of that through week 9,
here it is. I have it right
50%
here.
50% of the time, you end up in the Super Bowl.
The Commanders' offense, 49% of drives reach the red zone. This is from Warren Sharp.
Right.
Number one in the NFL since at least 2000.
Mm-hmm.
61% of drives score points. Number one in the NFL since at least 2000. Over 50% of teams in the top 10 in percent of drives to reach the red zone through week 9 made the Super Bowl that year. Book your tickets for New Orleans.
I'm with you.
Is what that stat says.
I'm with you.
Book your flights.
I mean, the veil has been. They there's no secret. They believe this team can compete in the playoffs.
That's why they went out and got Marshawn Lattimore.
They're all
there's
in.
No more, and there's no more like we'll just building for the future. No,
Mr. Bickle,
they're building for right now.
Right.
Yeah, but they're also, Lattimore's going to be here for multiple years.
Yeah, I know.
But they are all in.
They're kind of all in.
They are. And you should be, as a fan, you should be all in.
I'm picking my boys this week.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be nervous.
This game's not as big as next Thursday.
You're right.
Still a big one.
But I can't even get there yet.
It's big just because overall records matter. But
for some reason, I disrespect the Eagles a little bit. Like, I think the...
I don't know why you do.
I just think the Steelers
they're pretty
are...
pretty good.
They are, but I just feel like the Steelers are more formidable, better coached. They're just like more solid
but they
team.
But they don't have the overall talent offensively. Not
I agree. And Saquon, he'll probably kill us, but... we've had a few games again where we've held him.
He's
like
been
40.
Crushing basically everybody this year.
It's happened multiple times where he's
actually. Hey, I need your boy. Did you watch the slow motion video
of him jumping backwards?
No, but where all his teammates react to it, like they cannot believe it.
I don't
the
even
whole
understand
sideline.
Why he did it? Like, I don't even understand.
Because he had spun around and he saw the guy coming, and it was the only way.
Yeah.
That he needed to do it.
I mean, it was nutty.
But like his teammates
Dude,
and the coaches.
Dude, I remember his combine workout was insane.
You won't try to replicate it by jumping over your pull cart at Norback today backwards. I think you should try it.
I couldn't do it.
Video it.
I couldn't do it.
I think you should do that.
Valdez, what were you going to say? You were going to say something. You already forgot?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
No, I was just saying I need your boys to do their job. Beat the Steelers.
You need yeah.
You want that.
Oh, there need, goes the hamstring.
You know what? On second thought, don't jump over your pull cart. I think you're in bad enough shape already.
I need a Gatorade.
Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.